we challenged the environmental review.
Mm-hmm.
And we had something like 15 people lined up. And
just to speak in public about
it? No, what do you call it?
Witnesses?
Not witnesses, but the people who were...
Plaintiffs.
The plaintiffs.
Oh, so you took it to court?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes, we did. Uh-huh. We hired an environmental attorney.
Uh-huh.
We had to do that pro bono, too. Mm-hmm. I had a hell of a time finding one who would do it.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, most of them were involved with, they did a lot of work for the city.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't willing to, the big law firms that
have
the big pro bono accounts.
Yeah, they didn't want to risk their relationship.
No, they didn't want to risk their relationship with the city. So I did find one. I have a whole drawer this big of briefs and stuff from that thing.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, you want to see all that crap?
Oh, I think it's important to go through the record.
And I've got it.
I'm thorough about this. I mean, it's got to be thorough.
Okay, I've got
you
it.
You know, I would love to see that. it's especially interesting because it's not just the freeway. It's a challenge to an environmental report, which
so
is always interesting.
We went to court. And I don't know, once or twice on this. And I wish I could remember the judge's name.
See, I didn't know that either. That wasn't in the media either, at least what I read.
No, it wasn't in the media.
It's interesting.
But we challenged it on the grounds that they said there were no significant impacts. And, and we said, well, the freeway used to go to Franklin and Goff, you know, Franklin and Goff, back and forth to there too. I said, now this proposal all ends at Fell Street, so it's and you know, we know what the traffic counts were like on Oak and Fell since the Franklin Goff ramps were demolished or closed, and there are very significant impacts, and I know that this judge looked at our lawsuit, and he laughed on the bench, and he says, I think I see what you're talking about. And all these people from Caltrans, they were, you should have seen the long faces. They were really, really mad. And the guy who'd been the person who's head of the project all along, he was an older man and was just about to retire. He's retired now. And he looked at me and he says, well, we'll see who wins here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we would have won the environmental thing, the environmental challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it wouldn't have helped. It wouldn't have kept the freeway from being built.
Because of the ballot. The ballot would have over.
Well, this thing can override the...
Oh, can?
Yeah.
Okay.
there would have had to have been significant changes. To the plan, but it would have, you know, it was definitely a you know, something to give them a lot of worry.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I didn't know about that, so I'd like to, that'd be really cool to see all that.
The law firm Morfo and Zepetello.